Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNRadio.com/Behind the Badge.
As a matter of fact, Martha Mitchell is still saying doot-da-doot-da-doot-da-doot on a played by Julia Roberts. How about that for some casting for those who know who Martha Mitchell was? And a show about Watergate called Gaslight, which is, I believe, on Stars, and also has Sean Penn as Attorney General John Mitchell. Well, that was definitely one of the more infamous, quote-unquote, leaks, political scandals in our history. And we've more recently had a leak from the Supreme Court, so the leaks just keep on coming. And to help us leak it up, as it were, we welcome Heather Sharone, WTTW political reporter. Heather, thanks for coming on tonight at WGN.
I'm happy to be here. Thanks for having me.
Oh, you're very welcome. So, as a political reporter, you look back on the history of the quote-unquote leaks in American politics. The Watergate incident, the Pentagon Papers, can you share some light on those?
Well, those are two of really the biggest leaks in American political history. Mm-hmm. And, of course, the Pentagon Papers were the story of how, while the Defense Department was assuring that the American people that the Vietnam War was under control and that America was winning the Vietnam War, there was a very different internal decision going on. And that, of course, was published first by the New York Times and then the Washington Post. And that leak came from a man named Daniel Ellsberg. And he was, a military analyst who felt very uncomfortable with his role in the war. And he wanted to get that information out to the public because he thought that they were being misled, essentially.
Exactly.
And then, yeah.
I mean,
and
the exact opposite—the exact opposite of transparency, if you will.
Right. And I think that is what I always want to know about a leak, right? Why is this leak happening? Who is making it happen? And what do they stand to gain from it, essentially?
Which brings us, well, there's some other blanks to fill in between, but coming right up to just the past few weeks, the unprecedented leak from somewhere in the Supreme Court about a draft on the Roe v. Wade issue, that has never happened before.
Well, it has and it hasn't. So we've certainly never seen a draft opinion like this leaked at this stage in the Supreme Court deliberations. But it's important to know that certainly there have been leaks from the Supreme Court of varying levels of importance. And in fact, the initial decision that legalized abortion in America way back in 1973, Roe versus Wade, that decision was leaked before it was formally announced. So it might seem like we're in unprecedented territory, but like most things, if you look a little bit closer, this has all happened before, and this is all going to happen again.
Well, I'm glad you're on, because the way that it's getting treated in the news and in the media is like, oh, this is an all-time first, a leak from the Supreme Court. How could this possibly happen? And I'm glad, I'm glad that you're on to put that into perspective. Who was that? Do they know who leaked it initially back at the beginning, and what were they planning to gain from it?
We don't know. And, most people think that it was simply just a decision that was of such high importance, that there was so much pressure on the court when this decision had to come. And certainly there are people like Daniel Ellsberg who leak because they want to affect policy or change sort of the debate. There are also people who just like to tell people what they know, right?
Yeah.
I mean, we're journalists. We love talking to people. There's nothing greater than being the one to say, hey, guess what I know that you don't know? That's why we're in this business, right?
Yeah.
And, yeah.
Oh, go ahead.
I was just going to say, so I think that that's where a lot of leaks come from. And I'm always reminded that, you know, there was always so much, you know, hubbub about who was Deep Throat in the Watergate scandal. And, of course, right. It turned out to be Mark Felt, who was, you know, in the FBI and sort of part of the Nixon administration. And, you know, nobody really knew who he whether he was the source until nearly when he was close to death. But, you know, Carl Bernstein had told his wife, and his wife told their son, and their son told his friend at camp. And for years, there were these reports out there. And, you know, it always just amazed me that things like that are, you know, staring, you know, people in the face out there. And the source of this leak is probably somewhat similar, or at least not too different.
Is there going to be an investigation as to where this leak, the current one, the Supreme Court, originated?
Well, you know, we've heard from Chief Justice John Roberts that there is an ongoing leak investigation. I think that it is very unlikely that we will ever see a result from that leak investigation, unless that they come up with evidence that there was some law broken, whether, you know, perhaps somebody's email was hacked or the court system was somehow compromised in some ways. But it was far more likely that this was, you know, a clerk or somebody else connected to the justices who, you know, had access to this document and sent it to the reporters over at Politico. And that's not illegal. And as I always remind people, it is not illegal for journalists to get documents and to publish those documents. We, of course, are only prohibited from breaking the law to get those documents. So
right.
If somebody breaks in somewhere to get a document and then we don't know about that, and then they hand us the document, we can't be charged criminally for that.
Right. Well, getting back to the Watergate, the Deep Throat source and all of that was perpetrated in the popular culture with the movie All the President's Men. I mean, that also helped the whole. We don't have a movie about. I don't think we have a movie about Daniel Ellsberg or any of the particular leaks over the past in the American scene. But that became a whole thing with the movie, the book, and of course the ongoing scandal at the time. We're talking to Heather Sharon from WTTW, political reporter, and she's putting into perspective quite a bit the history of leakage here in the American scene, and we'll do more with her when we come back on 720 WGN. 720 WGN, good evening. I'm John Landecker at 719. Thanks for tuning in. We're talking political leaks with WTTW political reporter Heather Sharon. You know, Heather, I'd mentioned the All the President's Men movie and how that sort of perpetrated the Watergate scandal at the time, and currently I mentioned at the top of the show that there's a show on Stars called Gaslight, which is about that era with Julia Roberts and Sean Penn. And I often wonder, they're doing a show about that now, but how old do you have to be to know what the heck they're doing? I mean, you know, because that's your, you know, you're a political reporter, so you're well versed in all of this. But I'm wondering, who is everybody aware of what the content it is on this? And how does that
work?
Well,
that's a good question. Of course, that show is based on a great podcast called Slow Burn that was on Slate many years ago. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think there was so much interest in it in part because all of the parallels with the Trump administration and all of the leaks and sort of the sense that perhaps that our democracy was, you know, in peril. And I think that that's why sort of the story still resonates today, although it is certainly playing to the wonky political nerd crowd, and I count myself among them.
And it doesn't help to have Julia Roberts as one of the main actors.
Sure.
You know, talking about leaks, how do we ignore WikiLeaks? I mean, there's been so many been so many leaks, we actually have a thing called WikiLeaks. I mean, what can you say about that?
Yeah. So that, of course, was a huge scandal where there was the sense that the conduct of the wars in Afghanistan and Iraq were following a similar path to the war in Vietnam, that there were, you know, sort of assurances of success and progress that was belied by what was actually going on, as well as the sense that the American public really didn't have an understanding of what was being done in our name in terms of, you know, drone attacks. And that sort of thing. And and so that's where those leaks originated. And of course, the story of WikiLeaks became much more complicated in the years past. And, you know, of course, there is significant evidence that they were working with the Russian government in the 2016 election. And of course, founder Julian Assange is still awaiting extradition in Britain. So it's a very complicated story, but very similar to that sense of leaks are what happened when there's a disconnect between what our government is saying and what our government is doing.
We're about out of time, but leaks are also, it seems to me, where the whole us against them, it's the media's fault for doing this, and that sort of sets up that dichotomy that we're the government, they're the media, don't trust them. Am I onto something there?
Absolutely. I think you get leaks when there's an especially antagonistic relationship between the government and the media, because right. if the media can go to the government and say, hey, I need this information, and there's a high level of comfort that's the truth, that those statements are facts. I think that there's no need for leaks, right? Because there's no need to leak something that the government is admitting to. I think that when you have a government perhaps engaged in not even cover-up, but a little bit of obfuscation, I'll put it that way, like a little bit of, hey, don't look over there, that's what makes my spidey sense tingle as a reporter. And I think that's when you get you get leaks, because you know, that because it means there's something there, and that's really our job to get that out there.
And I think that also perpetrates the adversarial relationship, and it can be used not for political gain, so to speak. Even if there's really nothing there, it can be used as a campaign item to try to persuade people to go a certain way and to not to trust the media. If you're into that type of thinking already, I think.
Absolutely.
Heather, good luck. I hope all of your political reporting in the future is full of scoops, and that you remain out of jail.
Yes, I hope so, too. It has been a delight to speak with you.
Thank you so much, Heather. I really appreciate it. Heather Sharon, WTTW political reporter, because, you know, really, that's what it is. I mean, regardless of whenever it was or whoever it was, it creates this whole us against them, and that can be used for a lot of different reasons, for a lot of different end games, let's put it that way. It does set up the media as the quote-unquote bad guy. I don't think there's any arguing about that. If you're in the mindset that what you know should be still behind some sort of veil of secrecy, and it's those darn media reporters that keep poking at it, it's their fault. You know, and that sort of takes your focus away from what the actual issue is. But that's politics, that's media, that's the way things go, so to speak. 725, John Landecker at 720, WGN. Coming up, that's about as serious as... No, that's not about as serious as we're going to get. That is as serious as we're going to get. I was just intrigued with the whole timeline of political leaks, especially with the current Gaslight limited series with Julia Roberts and Sean Penn. Being on at the same time that whatever the leak, however the leak originated with the Supreme Court through Politico, that both of these things existed simultaneously. The Supreme Court leak and the show on Stars, and it's like, well, maybe we can draw a line between those two. We'll see in the future.